This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you something on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us on the second line that the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan had there was a woman in the family that was just lavishly eating off the father's estate. Okay, this is Nun Dalet Amud Beis, second line. Basically, there was a man who was still alive. Barely, he was like hanging on by a thread. And his wife was like living it up on his credit card. And he was about to die. And they knew, as soon as he dies, she's going to be as lavishly as she was living before, she's going to be really living it up after he dies. So Rabbi Yochanan gave them an etzah. Go and tell the guy that he should designate something, a field for her mezainos. So the Gemara says they came before Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish said, nah, it's not going to help. If you use a lashon of niyachid la'ara limezoina, then it's not like you're limiting her to eat off that field, but rather, aside from her ability to eat mezoinos from his estate, she can, in addition, eat off that field. So I was learning this Gemara, I was reviewing it today, and I was bothered by the following question. This was the etzah Rabbi Yochanan gave his family. We had a very similar Gemara on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the relatives, right before the Mishnah, about 14 lines down, the relatives of Rabbi Yochanan had a woman in the family, and she needed a lot of medicine. Now, this is after the guy died. This is after the guy died. Now, the Mishnah says that if a woman is stricken, the husband has to pay for it. The husband has to pay for her refuah. Now, so she was struck in with some kind of disease, and it was extremely expensive. And the Mishnah said that it's like mezoinos, chayiv l'rap hoisa, a husband is obligated to heal his wife, because Rashi said on the Mishnah, refuah is like mezoinos. Rabbi Yochanan had an einfal. Rabbi Yochanan said that go to a doctor and make the doctor say that he'll treat her indefinitely for a set price. Once it's a set price, then the halacha is refuah sheyesh la kitzba nisrapis miksubasa. A refuah that has a set price that she collects from her ksuba, right? The Gemara brought a brisa, and almana is sustained from the nechzei yisoyimim. And if she needs refuah, it's like food. Rishon Gamliel says refuah sheyesh la kitzba. If it's a refuah that has a set price, then there's like a salary cap. She's healed from the ksuba, from the 200 zuz. But if it's just endless refuah, then it's like mezainos. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a great idea. Instead of going to a doctor that will charge per visit, and then it's endless, and she's going to keep on milking the estate, go to a doctor that will agree to treat her indefinitely for a set price, and then now you have the fortune that you've capped out what you have to pay her. Later on, Rabbi Yochanan regretted saying that. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan said, "Asinu atzmenu karchei hadayanin." I made myself like an attorney. I really should not have given you this taina to claim in court at the expense of the woman. Because in Pirkei Avos it says, don't make yourself like an attorney. Don't tell one side what they could claim in court at the expense of the other side. And the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Yochanan originally give the advice and in the end he took it back? So the Gemara says, in the beginning he thought, never ignore your relative. So for a relative, you have to give them the advice. And in the end he said, you know, he's a chash of a person. It doesn't look good to be acting like an attorney. So my question is, why in the earlier case where the woman was just milking the estate with doctor bills, Rabbi Yochanan regretted giving the advice that you should find a doctor who's going to charge a set price? Rabbi Yochanan regretted giving that advice. He said, I'm making myself like an attorney. And on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, when there was a woman who was living it up off the estate, Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a great idea. Why don't you designate land for her for her expenses. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan regret saying that over here? Yeah, that's what I was bothered by. So I see Tosfos asks this question, but so do many Rishonim. And Tosfos says that, second Tosfos, Afagav de Le'el Nescharit Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shehisi on Eitza, even though earlier on Nun Bezer Yochanan regretted giving advice, Hacha Ein Genai, here there's no disparagement. Why? Kivan de Bedaita Taloi Im Tirtza Lekabel. Here it's dependent on her das if she wants to accept it. What Tosfos is referring to, what Rashi says, what does it mean designate for her land to eat from? The halacha is that if a guy is dying, and the halacha is he could give all of his money to his sons, and the wife, he could say, okay, I'm giving you this piece of land to eat off. And if she accepts that arrangement, she's meichel her ksuba. This is the halacha. If you write all your nechasim to your sons, and you write to your wife, karka kol shehu, she loses her ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you don't write it, if she accepts it, then she's stuck with it. She's meichel. So Tosfos is going with that. And Tosfos is saying, you know why in this case Rabbi Yochanan didn't regret giving this advice? Because in this case, she was meichel. She accepted it. The case is where you say, I'm designating this field, and you're going to collect with, just a few more minutes, you're going to collect with this field. So in this case, she's meichel the right to be able to collect anything more than the designated land. As opposed to Anun Beis Amid Beis, where she wasn't meichel the ability to be healed beyond a set price. There, the advice Rabbi Yochanan was giving was sort of to her detriment without her consent. Here in our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan did not regret giving this advice because it was with her consent. That's how Tosfos addresses the question. I just want to share with you two more approaches. Rashi, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, says, the Shita Mekubetzes says he found an ancient text of Rashi that the reason Rabbi Yochanan did not say over here, oh, I really shouldn't have given that advice, I'm acting like an attorney. Rashi says something very interesting. I'm going to start in 2 minutes, okay? It's because that story happened second. This story on Nun Daled Amud Beis happened first. So the first thing this woman was doing, she was living it up. So she's living it up, no problem. Since she's living it up, Rabbi Yochanan said, I want to help out my family, and I'm going to tell them, you know, you should really designate land for her. But you're making yourself like an attorney. It's okay to help my relative. But then to do it a second time, to again advise the family, you know, she has doctor bills, why don't you just find a doctor that's willing to take a set price? To basically a second advice, that's a little bit over the top. To advise the family a second time, that Rabbi Yochanan felt was a violation of Al Tasa Atzmai Ke'arche Hadayanim. And finally, the Ritva says a little bit differently. He says that in the Gemara before, Rabbi Yochanan was afraid, didn't feel it was proper to advise the family, because by advising them, she would basically be getting less than she deserves. And since it's less than she deserves to be healed. Elamai, you're going to find a doctor that's going to charge a set price. That's not right to do, unless she consents. And in our Gemara, she consents. So it's sort of similar to Tosfos. Tosfos says the main point is, you're allowed to advise your family, provided that she consents. The Ritva is stressing the fact that you can't advise your family if it's going to cause someone a loss. But if she consents, then that would be okay. Okay, so that's just something on Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis. Why Rabbi Yochanan only said on Nun Beis Amud Beis, you know, hey, what's going on over here? We're making ourselves like an attorney. And on Nun Daled Amud Beis, he does not express it that way. Okay, let's do Nun Hei Amud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.